Welcome to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy, and today we're talking about the St. Patrick's Day Food and Family Fun Fest in downtown Irwin. I have two of our organizers on the phone for the March 15th event. That is Ron Pallarino and John Smoligo. Thank you both for joining us today.
Thank
Our
you.
pleasure.
Oh, it's so wonderful to talk to you both. I'm excited about this wonderful event. I saw it on Facebook promoted already, and I thought, you know, I got to call these guys and see what's going on. So, Ron, you're always good to start. Why don't you tell us what was the brainchild to all of this?
Well, we've been doing it for years and trying to get something that the families can do, not just, you know, on St. Patrick's Day weekend, that it's not all just about, you know, adults drinking some beer and such. This way, the whole family can get involved. So this, we have different things for the whole family.
Okay, John, why don't you give us some details?
We're doing, it's expanded this year. We had the wonderful gift of a woman named Eva who did it for years, did activities for children and did a terrific job. This year, we are expanding it. We are having the games for children as they always did, and it's going to be in our church's social hall. But in addition, Ron's going to be having some things at his store going on, including a chocolate fountain. And we have a magician who's coming to the Masonic Hall, and he'll be there to do shows at 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock. In addition, a lot of the stores have jumped on board with us this year, and they'll be passing out trinkets like the snakes that are identified with St. Francis. They've been passing those out for years as a trinket. Also, there are beads passed out. We're going to be having hats passed out to people who come into the various stores. And some of the various stores are also having items that they're going to have drawings for, like the music store is going to have a drawing for a green ukulele. So the children and anybody really can come in and sign up for the drawing. And there's other stores that are doing drawings as well. The restaurants for advertising are having St. Patrick's Day food. And so the whole town is really celebrating this year. And we're excited about that. All the participating businesses that are in the town will have green balloons, courtesy of Ron, will have green balloons that are on their doors to signal that there's an event going on.
That's going to be wonderful. Well, let's take it from the top because it starts at 10 a.m. One of you want to talk about the Shamrock Hunt?
Yeah, I could start with that if you like there. Tracy over at Feathers, wonderful, wonderful business over there. She likes to hide things throughout the town. And this year she's doing the Shamrock. She'll hide them throughout the town. I believe just under 100 of them she'll be hiding, not all at once. She'll hide them throughout the day. That way, you know, she replenishes it if somebody finds them early and stuff. But through the day, she'll do those. And when they find them, they can take them to her shop. And then she will basically be able to give them a tag that says, hey, you won this at a certain business in downtown Irwin. And it really scatters people out throughout. So they'll visit all the different businesses in Irwin winning those prizes. Like we're giving away at least five ourselves at Gift Basket World. But all the different businesses down there will have a certain number that they want to give out. Some people might give out one or two, some might give out five, some might give out more. And those are going to be scattered. And you'll see the kids running around looking for those things everywhere. And then she has some secret people that are just rehiding them again to make sure that she gets the amount out there so all the prizes can be taken by the end of the day there.
So that starts at 10 a.m. That's really fun. And do you have
Yes.
to register for that or can you just start finding them?
No, you don't have to register. That one you can just find them. But you'll, when you do find a Shamrock, you have to take it back to Feathers. And then she'll give you a card that's hooked to that number, whatever's on that Shamrock, and say, okay, that's going to go to this certain store. You go there and you win a prize from their store.
Fantastic. Ron, why don't you continue about the mime performance at 11:30? Tell us about the mime. Where'd you find it?
Yeah, we actually have two of them here because I got two different groups coming in that I've worked with in the past. We have one female mime and one male mime, and they'll be on at two different times there, but going the whole way through for about a 3 hour period there. They're not really talkative though. I tell you, I tried to talk to them, but didn't get much out of them, but we'll have that one going. out front there, and that's going to be right out in front of Gift Basket World on the sidewalk area. And they'll be really cool to interact with. And we've had them before, and they're really just really fun. A lot of fun there too. Along with those, we'll have the Stilt Walkers too. And again, we'll have two different ones of those, and those will be outside of Gift Basket World and right as well on the sidewalk area there too. There'll be probably about a 3 hour period too, right in that same range, around 11:30 to 2:30 or 3, somewhere on there. And they'll be, of course, dressed with St. Patrick's Day gear, and they'll look the part, and they'll interact a lot with all the kids and adults. While they're also getting at our store also as well, the Twisted Balloon Artist we have. And that's a big thing there we had, because in the past we've had lines down the sidewalk with people waiting to get those balloons. The kids love those artistic balloons and stuff. Mike, the balloon guys who comes out, whether it's him or one of his employees, and they do a fantastic job in making the best balloon arts I've seen. So they do a really wonderful job.
Jennifer, I just interrupt for a second, too. One thing that we have is that, as we said, the businesses involved are through the whole town. And one of them up at Junk Genius Studio, up by the Moose, is doing cookie decorating for the kids as well. So the people get to go to all the various stores, all the various places, because the town has come together so well for this. Don't you think, Ron?
Yes, and other stores down there, I believe the Lunch Ladies have a little leprechaun that's going to be running around. That's going to be really interesting to see. I know the Lamp Theater is getting involved this year with some different things too, as well as all the restaurants too with their great foods. But each store, and some of them have different things that they're going to be doing individually, trying to make it unique for the store and make it inviting for the people to come down and check it out and see what they're doing. But yeah, a lot of these other places, I'm tempted to go around too and see what they're offering and what they're doing, because there's a lot of people doing some stuff that just from their own business of just trying to make it look different and spread the word around. So it's not just in one area, it's all over town, just like you said.
Right. And we have music all through town as well. Next to the church is the coffee shop, and they're having a donut table out front, but they're also having Irish music with an accordion player outside. Other places may be having the music as well. So there's a whole variety of activities.
Was it a difficult sell, John, to get people from the church involved in this?
Do you know what? No. I just came and talked to the pastor here and said that we'd like to have the hall for the kids' games, and right away started working on it. So that's no problem. Businesses have been extremely cooperative, and we have bought the beads and the snakes, and I asked them if we could take them to the various stores so that if the kids don't get them in one place, they can get them another, and they don't have to wait to get them in one place. And so they've been very cooperative, willing to distribute those. We know one place has gotten children's tattoos for St. Patrick's Day, and others are doing other activities as well. As I said, they're going to be doing sign-ups for a drawing. And so none of the businesses have been extremely cooperative.
So it appears some caricatures are on the list too, down at Feathers. Is that right?
Yes, they'll have someone in who will be providing opportunity for people to have caricatures done of themselves.
And I think the magician, I believe, will be at the Masonic Hall. Can you guys tell me about the magician?
This is the first year, and Ron, you can correct me if needed, but this is the first year that we've had a magician who's going to be coming in. And because of having people being able to spread through the town, we decided to have two shows, one at one, one at two, so we can encompass more children rather than them all trying to get it at one time. They'll be able to go to a showing at either 1 or 2 o'clock.
It's going to be really fun. So, are you ready, rain or shine, or is there a different plan if there's rain?
You address
And
that one, Ron.
yeah, we've been rain or shine because I remember 1 year it was 10 degrees outside, and I'm not joking. And the people still came out; they were lined up for different things. I'm amazed. They can't wait for this event. So they're going to be coming rain or shine. They can bring umbrellas if for some reason it does rain, but yeah, we have some things that, like I said, we can do if there's a little bit of rain or anything like that. We can move some of the different things. Of course, our guy on stilts will be out there. Either way, I think he could bring an umbrella. But I think we're going to be we're looking for clear skies right now. Yeah, we're definitely doing that.
So I understand that Irish music is going to play a very big part of the day. So, Ron, tell us what's happening on the VIP deck of Club Pure Imagination.
Well, we are working on getting a fiddler up there to play. Now we're planning on just having music play out there, and that's what we'll definitely do. But if we can get a fiddler up there to play, because I have one coming in the evening over at Club Pure Imagination, and they'll be in the Side Effects band playing from 7 to 10 that evening at Club Pure Imagination. Trying to get the guy to come out a little bit earlier so he can play some fiddle up there on the VIP deck, looking down onto Main Street. And I know some other places are going to play a little bit of music around too. I know up there at White Tree, they're going to have some music too. Of course, down later, they're going to have the Clarks playing some music down at the Lamp Theater. That's going to be a good one down there, of course, too. So, but yeah, a lot of you'll definitely hear some Irish music.
Sounds awesome. And let's see, the Clarks, John, are down at the lamp that night.
Yes, they're in concert. That evening.
Wow, that's going to be fun. Clarks are always a good time and they draw a great crowd. So it seems like there's a nice mix throughout the morning, afternoon, and then evening when it gets a little more adult time.
Yes.
Right. And it's truly, especially with a lot of the things Ron has and the things going on through town, it truly is in the, especially in the afternoon before, some of the other things occur, that this is a true family fun fest. Wouldn't you agree, Ron?
Yep, all ages, that's what it's about. And you can see they'll all come out and they really enjoy it. Everything we do down there for them. They thank us all the time. They come out early too. So we have to be on the ball and be ready because they do come early. They like to experience the whole thing.
You're listening to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Joining me today is John Smoligo and Ron Pallarino. They are organizing the St. Patrick's Day Food and Family Fun Fest coming up on March 15th. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk a little bit about how this really boosts the energy and the morale of businesses in downtown Irwin. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Classic Hits 107.1. Listen live at WHJBFM.com.
Welcome back to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Joining me today is John Smaligo and Ron Pallarino. They are organizing the St. Patrick's Day Food and Family Fun Fest on March 15th in downtown Irwin. Tons of activities. They're starting at 10 a.m. with a shamrock hunt all over downtown Irwin. There's going to be mime performances, stilt walkers. You're going to see children's games hosted by Holy Trinity Lutheran Church. There's cookie decorating, caricatures, a balloon guy. And then as the evening wears on, it gets into a little bit more adult time, and people who want to maybe grab a drink or have an adult beverage, they can do that. But one of the things that we really haven't talked a lot about is food. You guys got to sell the food to this. Tell me all about it.
We have the lunch lady will be having a place in front of Junk Genius Studio, and also Mutiny Donuts are going to be outside of White Tree. So you'll have those two, but also places like the Colonial Grill and the Manor Grill will be having Irish food throughout the day. And Ron, the place that you talk to, why don't you address that? That's
Well,
going
they
to be
did.
happening.
I was down at the Manor Grill. They're doing the Irish stew. They've done that. I know last year they sold out. That was their first year there, and they says, "Wow, they couldn't believe how many people showed up you know, later in the day there after they went to some of the events, and then they started just eating and doing that kind of stuff. But the Irish stew, I think even I think at McFeely's has the like they call them the Irish potatoes, if I'm right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's going to be really fun. And, you know, so it's available. You can go in and sit down somewhere, or you can grab it from a food truck, correct?
Correct.
Wow, that's going to be fun. So, Ron, why don't you tell us, why do you put all this time and energy into this?
I'll tell you, it's one of the reasons that I came to downtown Irwin in the first place. When all these events occur, the people come down, you see their smiling faces. But yes, they address your businesses. They shop. They look around. They not just my business, but all the businesses benefit from all these people coming down for the events. When these events are down there, I see people go from store to store to store, and they just keep going. And you see bags in their hand from Feathers, from McFeely's, from my place, and any of them here. They just go from store to store. They're like seeing all the different things. And a lot of people will put on little specials or sales for the different people coming in. They'll do that. But with these events, it's one big reason why businesses want to open up in downtown Irwin. This shopping district here that we have here is just really amazing, and it keeps growing and growing. And I always can't wait to see what the next few months hold, because there's always something new coming, and people are trying to get to downtown Irwin to put a business in. And as soon as something would open up, boom, it's taken immediately. So it really benefits the businesses as people shop. Yeah.
And that's not necessarily common in downtown spaces anymore, especially in Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people we used to look up to other towns, and now towns are looking up to us. And we have that nickname, you know, the biggest little town in Pennsylvania.
That's great. John, why do you put so much time and energy into this?
Because I grew up in this area. I grew up in a section right just above downtown Irwin. So this is my home. And this church where the games will be is the church I made my confirmation, my first communion. And to see this area continuing to bloom and grow has been just absolutely wonderful. And I want to see this town continued to be on the track that they are. As Ron said, it's a wonderful town. And to be able to be a part of this and to see the life in the town in which I was grown brings me a lot of joy and actually draws me in and makes me want to be a part of what's happening in this town. Along with the businesses, I would say, and I have to give credit to people like Ron or Denise and up at Junk Genius, and the people in all the businesses here are absolutely wonderful people, and they bring a lot of joy to this community, and with their energy bring a lot of hope and just a lot of life. And so I think it's the businesses, but it's also the people who staff and operate those businesses, such as Ron, brings a lot of life, and you can't help but want to be a part of it.
Awesome. Well, Ron, we have some time left. Why don't you tell us about your businesses in downtown Irwin?
Okay, the ones I have, of course, Gift Basket Road and Candy Shop. We feature Sarah's Candy, and Sarah's has treated us very well, where we can have all their candy and stuff down there. We also are like a Willy Wonka theme, so the kids love it, because we also now have the like the penny type candy there, which we used to have when we were kids there. So we get a lot of younger kids, and that section is really came alive for us, because we're getting a lot. Can you hear me now?
Yep, we're good.
Okay, yeah, we're getting a lot of younger kids coming in here and enjoying just, you know, spending that $1 or $2 that they have. And it's exciting to see, and the smiles on their faces and such like that, too. And an event like this, we're going to have the chocolate fountain, too. We have a 7-tier chocolate fountain we're going to be doing on the St. Paddy's Day event, too. We'll do that, too. And then I carry that upstairs to our Club Pure Imagination, where up there, that's not Willy Wonka. That's aliens, dragon, mermaids, and Hollywood. And we have everything up there is events and entertainment. And that's what it's about there. We don't have people come there just to come get drinks after work or get drunk or anything. We come there for the events and the entertainment to enjoy it, but have a drink. And they can walk around during that event. Anything from bands to impersonators, comedy shows, dueling pianos. We have comedy shows, so much stuff. It's unlimited for us, but we get up there too. And some of them will actually, they'll perform on the stage, which is the entrance in the alley, which is Depot Alley. But then we also have the VIP deck we talked about, which some of them will perform off the VIP deck, such as we had on the Cookie Tour and also on the Light Up Norwin, where they sang down Christmas carols and stuff to, you know, thousands of people down below, which just really enjoyed that atmosphere. So that's some of the ones that I have there too. But again, I'm just two of so many awesome businesses down there. And I love to walk around myself and shop at all these different venues down there in place.
John, you have some things to add to that? You love the venue.
Oh, I love the town. I love, as Ron said, to going in and just visiting with the shop owners, you know, brings just a lot of joy. You stand there and you talk, and they welcome you, and they talk about life, or they talk about in such a way that it just makes you feel welcome. And I think this is a very unique town, but going to the businesses and supporting them, shopping there, but also just getting to know them is huge, and makes you feel very much a part of everything just by virtue of who they are.
The people too, because I have to say, I don't think I've ever seen a group of business people more committed to working together.
Yeah, this group does. We work together well, huh, John?
Oh, extremely well. Extremely well. Extremely well. They all, there's a common theme of wanting this town to grow, wanting to bring people in. Everyone comes with a sense of vibrancy and wonderful ideas. And I think we're all very fortunate.
It is. It's going to be a great day on March 15th, the St. Patrick's Day Food and Family Fun Fest in downtown Irwin. Rain or shine, these guys are ready for you. Ron, why don't you name some of the businesses downtown and tell people what kind of shopping they can do that day?
There's so many. I'm going to do the best I can because I know I don't want to leave too many, but we have right on Main Street, of course, Curious Cat. Has so many really cool little items in there for them that are handmade and stuff like that too. The line has the women's clothing. We're right around the corner there. We have McFeely's with their chocolate and their ice cream. Really good stuff. Feathers, a really popular store there that has all kinds of items, not just for ladies. I go in there and shop too. There's some pretty cool stuff in there that they have there too. Hearts and Flowers is down the street there. Of course, we got Welty's has always been there. That's been there for a while. That's the carport store and stuff like that we have. Of course, we have the insurance companies that have been there that have always donated and stuff from Duncan Insurance there. We have those. The S&T Bank is down there. Let's see what else.
Vanilla, of course, Concept.
The Lamp Theater. Can you bring in some, John, too, that I'm forgetting?
Vanilla Concept,
yes.
Which is a store that has items like jellies and different food items and other items from area and local vendors is in there. You have the Chamber of Commerce is right downtown here. You have a flower shop. You have a dance studio along the trail as well. And of course, the wonderful restaurants that are on Main Street and off on the side street.
Yeah, and I'm going to mention a couple more if I could, because I just got my thing out here too. We have Completely Booked that just came into town, a nice bookstore there. Mm-hmm. We have Blink Boutique. We have Gatto Taco and Tequila. Let's see here. Impressions and Threads. Interiors by Wolfsegel. Junk Genius, can't forget them up there on the street right above there. They are a fantastic place that Denise has done wonderful up there with all her stuff that she remakes and stuff like that. Of course, the Manor Grills there and the Colonial Grill. We got both of them. We have Sage Jen Taylor, Salon Amara, the Salt and Sea Boutique, really cool places too. State Farm Insurance is there. And I think we talked about the lunch ladies. Those ladies do wonderful. The Olive Pit, you already said Vanilla Concept. The White Tree Cafe and Coffee House, that's a great one too. And of course, the Moose is down there too in Irwin, and the Masonic Hall. Just those are just some more of the awesome places we have down there that you can keep walking around and see one after another after another.
That's going to be really, really cool for people to do that. And, you know, so almost all the businesses get involved, right, in some way?
They do. Whenever I went to the various stores, they were very eager to be a part of it. They were very good to be a part of it. They like seeing the people coming into town. And you know that they like welcoming the people and welcoming into their stores and telling them about the other stores as well. So it's also a great time to see the camaraderie between all the stores and businesses in the area.
Yeah, for sure. It's going to be fun. That is, again, Saturday, March 15th. That is the St. Patrick's Day Food and Family Fun Fest. On the line is Ron Pallarino and John Smoligo. They're two of the organizers for this wonderful event that's happening in downtown Irwin. That starts at 10 a.m. with a shamrock hunt. Between 11:30 and 3:30 is a mime performance and stilt walker outside Gift Basket World and Candy featuring Saris. From noon to 3, children's games hosted by Holy Trinity Lutheran Church. There's a cookie decorating display at Junk Genius Studio and Marketplace. Caricatures by Ray at Feathers Gift Shop. Mike the Balloon Guy and 7-Tier Chocolate Fountain at Gift Basket World again. And at 1 and 2, Magician Matt at the Masonic Hall. And then we go for the live music and entertainment, various locations throughout the day, including the VIP deck of Club Pure Imagination. There's also the Clarks live at the Lamp at 8 o'clock that night. There's Irish cuisine at the various restaurants. There's the Lunch Lady on Wheels food truck. That's going to be on Oak Street in front of Junk Genius Studio and Marketplace. There's the donuts, there's drawings, there's all kinds of things going on, maybe even a ukulele downtown. So I think it's going to be a great day. Ron, you excited?
I am. Every year it's good. And they just come out and it packs the streets out there, packs the sidewalks. We're really looking forward to it.
John, any parting words to convince people to come down?
Just come on down. It's been enjoyable to be a part of this. And it's been a joy to work with Ron. So it's been a good event, I think, all the way around. And I think the people who come will find it to be a fun and enjoyable day.
Awesome. That is Saturday, March 15th. That is the St. Patrick's Day Food and Family Fun Fest in downtown Irwin. John Smoligo, Ron Pallarino, thank you both for joining me today.
Thanks for having us.
You're listening to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. If you have an idea for the show, please be sure to reach out to WHJB. We look forward to hearing you. This show is on WHJB every Sunday at 7 a.m. and 11 p.m. Thanks for listening.